Now in its third year, the Build a Backpack campaign is run by the Rosebank Management District in partnership with the Rosebank Homeless Association. It's a simple but powerful idea. Collect backpacks filled with essentials like warm clothing, toiletries and towels, and distribute them to those experiencing homelessness through the Immaculata shelter in Rosebank. Well, with us on the line is Michaela Donaldson, who is the district manager of the Rosebank Management District, to tell us more. Michaela, thank you so much for joining us here on the Home Run. For our listeners who might not have heard of it before, what is the Build a Backpack campaign and how did it come about?
Thank you so much for having me. So I think just to contextualize just for a moment, the Rosebank Management District is a not-for-profit company that was established in 1998 as a mechanism for us to be able to leverage off property owners, businesses, and stakeholders in the Rosebank space to enhance the neighborhood and the community. And since its inception, we've worked incredibly closely with the Rosebank Homeless Association to identify projects and mechanisms for us to support the work that they're doing. And the Immaculata Shelter is a critical component of the fabric of that community outreach within the Rosebank space. And we were looking at what types of interventions as the district we could support and encourage, and looking at international best practice around outreach and support programs and projects for homeless in various communities across the world. And this approach was identified as a really effective tool at providing not only one sort of resource, which often happens when people start looking for opportunities to reach out and support during Mandela Day or Mandela Month, and you'll often see soup kitchens or hot food. And the challenge is that that's an intervention for a day. Mm-hmm. And what we try to find is projects and solutions that are sustainable, can have a lasting impact, and can have something tangible for the people that they are meant to be supporting beyond just one moment.
Michaela, how bad is the homeless problem in Rosebank?
It is not insignificant. The unfortunate reality is that homelessness is something that is a challenge across Johannesburg and across the country, but particularly within the Johannesburg space, it is a challenging issue to face. There is a substantial lack homeless shelters or facilities available to the community. And we have only the Immaculata shelter within the Rosebank and surrounding neighborhoods. There are no other shelters available. And although there are outreach facilities or services, not having, you know, that capacity is a massive strain. Within the city itself, the city's shelter in DeCourter Street has still been closed after a few years as they needed to do critical repairs on that infrastructure. So in general, across the city of Johannesburg, there is a major deficit in facilities and areas where we're able to actually provide support and service for the homeless community across the city.
This is now your third year running the campaign. How has it grown since it started back in 2023?
Incredible support. Our first year, we were very lucky with a very short time frame when we tried to launch the project, and we had support from the Southern Sun Group, and we were able to collect 56 backpacks through that support. Last year, which was our second year, we raised with various different donors just over 200 backpacks that we were able to allocate to the shelter. And although we have not set a target for this year, we are optimistic that we're going to get a large commitment, and we'll be able to provide that to the shelter and then identify if there are other shelters that could use that support as well, or other organizations that we can engage with around distributing those resources.
The idea of backpacks is something really special and unusual. Where did the idea come from? I mean, why backpacks?
So the intention is really about having something sustainable. As I've said, very often, particularly during winter, there'll be calls for blankets or warm clothing. But the reality is, for a homeless individual, they don't have anywhere to store their possessions. They don't have anywhere that they can keep it all safe. And as I said, we really looked at international precedent, particularly in countries like Canada and the US, where you have incredibly cold climates. It is a mechanism that's used in those environments. you know, the freedom of movement, of being able to put their belongings on their back, in, you know, in their bag, on their back, and move to wherever the opportunities might be for them. And it's about giving them dignity and, you know, some protection in terms of the things that they do have in their possession.
It's such a nice idea. I mean, I'm very used to seeing the homeless walk around with these huge plastic bags. And as you say, giving them a backpack does give a sense of dignity. You've mentioned that you do partner with the Immaculata Shelter. Can you tell us a little bit more about the shelter and the kind of support it provides to Johannesburg's homeless community?
So the shelter is situated on Sturdee Avenue in Rosebank. It currently houses up to about 100 residents, 80 of which are male and 20 are female between the ages of 18 and 60. And they are working with other organizations such as the Rosebank Homeless Association to provide social services, being able to provide support for either skills development or when residents need support and being able to get documentation, things as simple as getting an ID or print a CV or develop a CV. They have various programs that they're running through that facility to be able to provide support to the community and residents who need that support.
How can members of our community, whether individuals or businesses, get involved? What are you most in need of this year?
So we work with the shelter very closely, and as the Rosebank Management District, we do provide some financial support. So that is never unwanted. If individuals or businesses are looking to provide support, either to the shelter directly or through the Rosebank Homeless Association. And they can have a look at our website for those contact information. We've also had quite a challenging few weeks within the context of Johannesburg of not having water in a number of neighborhoods. And I do know that one of the projects that the shelter is looking to try and get sponsorship for is being able to get some JoJo tanks so that they have spare water on hand when such issues occur, that they're still able to provide the ablutions and facilities to the residents in that space.
Any moving stories or special stories that you can share with us from the kind of response that you've seen from the Rosebank and broader Jewish community to this project and this initiative?
We've had an incredible uptake, as I'd indicated, from our first year to our second year, and people buying in. The nature of reaching out to community and looking at the community assets and social support programs within a neighborhood really started to change the dynamics of how those spaces and outreach happens. We've recently had a project in which the Rosebank Police Station has been the family and victim support room, and kids' corner was upgraded. And all of this is about looking at community first and how do we support the amenities and resources that we as a neighborhood and community rely on. And this all ties back in. We have every year a number of the businesses supporting the Immaculata Shelter are providing support either through donations or soup kitchens or feeding programs. And all of it is around recognizing that despite one's circumstances, it's all part of the same community and we're all part of this reality. And being able to provide support to those who need it is really important.
Michaela Donaldson, the District Manager of the Rosebank Management District, thank you for sharing the heart behind the Build a Backpack campaign, which is a project that reminds us how much of a difference each of us can make, especially during Mandela Month. For those of you who are interested, backpacks can be dropped off at the Rosebank Visitor Center inside the Rosebank Mall, the Bath Avenue entrance. And if you're donating in bulk, you can contact Basil Ngakane at 071-764-1972. I'll give you that number again, 071-764-1972. The campaign runs until the 31st of July, so there's still time to get involved. You can visit Backpack25 to learn more. Remember, you're listening to Hi FM, where community and kindness meet.